the matter. If you have any questions, let me know, but I concur with the dismissal recommendation.
Thank you, Ms. Harris. With that, I will open up discussion on the floor for the board members. There seems to be nobody that wants to discuss anything, so with that, I'll entertain a motion.
Chair, I'll make a motion.
Mr. Chair, this is Alejandro.
Go ahead.
So I'll make a motion to dismiss the case.
I'll second, Chair.
We have a motion and a second to dismiss. Kurt, let's do the roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel.
Aye.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foose.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, motion carried.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Have we considered or did we open an action against Mr. Ortega for modifying a plant and using a registered seal without permission?
You have heard what I've heard at this table, so if you're offering staff or advising staff, we can do that.
I would just like staff to look into whether it's appropriate or not. If it's not appropriate, it's fine. But just, you know, take a look at that, because I think from the packet, it looked clearly that somebody modified the respondent's drawings and one of the submittals to the city without her knowledge and actually resubmitted.
He changed the word. He changed the word on the plan. And we've discussed it and have not moved further on it.
He changed a word?
He changed an address and a few words, but then submitted those drawings as the product of the registrant to the city. I mean, made a plan submittal with the seal and everything with the plan.
Okay, so we've voted on this case, and this case is dismissed. Is there any concern from the board members to open up an investigation associated with the case? No. Okay, I don't hear anything, so this case is concluded and dismissed, P20-045, agenda item 682. We're going to move on to agenda item 6B1. Mr. Davis, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am, joining by telephone.
Thank you, sir. Okay, this is case number P21-002, agenda item 6B1. On July 9th, 2020, the board received a complaint alleging that the respondent firm advertised practice of land surveying through their website without firm registration with the board. The board record shows that the respondent's firm registration expired on February 2nd, 2018 and has not been renewed. The investigative conclusion is that the respondent has violated board statute ARS 32121 and ARS 32141 in that the respondent firm may have practiced or offered to practice a board regulated profession without firm registration for 1 year. The investigation also concludes that the respondent firm was renewed in 2018 and that the respondent firm was closed in error by the board staff due to the firm status not being updated in 2018. The respondent demonstrated a good level of cooperation through the investigation and displayed a willingness to comply with the Board Practice Act. Staff recommends that the board issue a letter of concern reminding the respondent that it is his responsibility to maintain his firm's registration regardless of clerical or accounting mistakes made by the board staff. That's where we're at. And I'm going to jump out on the lead in this one and just move that we dismiss this case without a letter of concern.
Mr. Chair, I second that. I think it's our responsibility in this case.
So we have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? We'll move to roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel.
Aye.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foose.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, the motion carries, and before we conclude that, Mr. Davis, just be sure you keep up on that firm stuff. This concludes case number P21002, agenda item 6B1.
If I could make one comment.
Who's speaking?
Sorry, this is Marvin Davis. If I could make one comment.
Sir, your case is closed. We finished it. We concluded it. It's dismissed.
This is just a clerical error. It has nothing to do with it. Just in the complaint, it calls Marvin Davis RLS number 20351. That is incorrect. My LS number is 20358. I just want to make sure that everything is put in the right place.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Your case is dismissed, sir. And I'm sure
thank
our
you,
staff
sir.
Will note that. Thank you. Okay, we're still waiting on Mr. Harris. We can move on to 6C1. And we do have a caller, Mr. Oswalt. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I will open up case 6C1. And this is case number HI-20033. Synopsis of the complaint is the board received a complaint alleging that the respondent and the respondent firm advertised practice of home inspection on a website and solicited home inspection related business activities without firm registration with the board. Board records show no indication that the respondent firm has ever been registered with the board. The investigative conclusion is that the respondent has violated board statute 32-121 and 32-141 and that the respondent and respondent firm offered to practice board regulated profession through Arizona Executive Home Inspections LLC.com without firm registration. Staff recommendation, letter of reprimand, civil penalty in the amount of $2,000 and cost of investigation of $264. With that, I will open the floor to Mr. Oswald. Do you have any comments for us, Mr. Oswald? Okay, hearing nothing from Mr. Oswald, the alleger, I'll open the floor to the board for discussion.
He was.
Mr. Oswald is present, Mr. Chair. I just don't know if he's muted.
Okay, Mr. Oswald, are you there? Are you unmuted?
I think it's him.
He's right there. He's not muted. He's I don't know if his connection's not coming through or.
I'm trying to talk, but maybe it's not.
Might need to call back in.
Yeah, Mr. Oswald, you went back to mute and then you unmute. Because you're unmuted now, so we should.
It was working.
Okay.
Okay.
There you are. Okay, we'll go back to Mr. Oswald. Mr. Oswald, you have the floor if you have any comments that you'd like to add. Okay, we're having technical.
No, I just received the letter. I did go on the website. I looked at different things, and I just feel like this company.
I think I agree with your opinion.
Yes. We're having technical difficulty here. I can't make sense of who's talking. I hear noise in the background. Mr. Oswald, are you there?
If you look behind you there, he's...
Now he's muted.
So he's right there. He was unmuted there, but it's... I think his connection might be slow, or there's just a connection issue. It sounded like everything he said got squished together and thrown out at us at once. Yeah. And right now he's muted again, so...
Mr. Oswald, maybe try turning the video off if you have a bad bandwidth. That might improve the audio.
He's walking.
I can sympathize with that. I have to do that every now and then. Make connection.
Kurt, can he
Mr. Oswald, you're muted right now.
Kurt, can he IM through this? I mean, I'd love to give him the opportunity to talk, but if he can IM, we'll...
He can call in as well. There is the call-in number as well as the login through the computer, so he can call us as well. It's Mr. Oswald, if you want to call, you can do that as well. It's just in the invite that you received to join this meeting via computer as well. And that might be a better way to go about it.
Okay. We saw you.
Okay, you're unmuted.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Oswald.
It's not working right.
Okay, well, be that as it may, we've got you on the line and we can hear you. This would be your opportunity to address the board.
Okay.
Well, he's muted again.
You're on mute again, sir. There you go. Are you going to address the board, Mr. Oswald?
Mm-hmm. I was going to call him.
Yeah, he's calling.
He's still on his face.
I need the number.
It's in the invite.
Shoot.
And actually, we can hear you, sir. So if
you... Okay. I'll... Oh.
You're coming.
Oh, good.
Pretty good.
The mic keeps coming in and out.
Might have been your mask.
Oh, well, it's got to tell you which way I turn. Yeah. Maybe. Okay. So what did you need from me as the alleger?
This is your opportunity to address the board if you have any additional comments or anything that you want to specifically address to the board.
Yeah, no, I still have the postcard they sent me, and I think I got a picture of the website. So if you need any additional information on that, I think I can certainly give it to the board, but I agree with your recommendations.
Okay, thank you. I'll open the floor up to the board.
Thank you.
Is there any comments from the board on this matter?
Mr. Chair, one clarification. This is Alejandro Angel. The packet says that the consent agreement includes a letter of reprimand, but it actually doesn't, and which is appropriate that it doesn't because it's a non-registrant. Just to clarify that. And then my concern is, I mean, we have not been able to get any reaction or response whatsoever, despite the fact that their website says they respond 7 days a week from 8 to 6. So I don't know what the next step would be.
Well, I think we have to offer the consent agreement then and let it roll through the course.
Okay, could we offer the consent, and if it's not signed in 30 days, refer the case for prosecution to the AG's office?
If that's your motion, sure.
If that's feasible, then yes, that's my motion, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Would you care to phrase that completely for the record?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. I would move that we offer the proposed consent agreement to the respondent. If he does not sign it within 30 days, then I recommend we forward the case to the AG's office for potential prosecution.
For a formal hearing or criminal prosecution?
I'm sorry, Dr. Angel, was that for criminal prosecution or for formal hearing?
For formal hearing, sorry, formal hearing.
Okay, I will second that motion. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion from staff?
No, these guys usually pan themselves out and hearings or settlement conferences.
Okay, I don't hear anybody on the phone. So with that, I will move to the roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel.
Aye.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foose.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, motion carried. That concludes case number HI-20033, agenda item 6C1. Our counsel is here, our outside counsel, so I will make a motion that we go into executive session at this point. Second, somebody. Neil.
Second, Chair.
Second by Jack. Thank
second
you.
Second by Jack Gilmore. All in favor? And we'll do the roll call.
Aye.
Let's go to the roll call. I'm sorry.
Okay. Dr. Alejandro Angel.
Here.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foose.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Motion carried. So we will go into executive session at this point. Those on the phone can stay on the phone. We will mute the phone. I don't know how long this session is going to take. Kurt, do you have any thoughts about people calling back in when we're done or us announcing that we're there or something? Or?
Well, for the public that's out there, please remain on the line. We will be back. For the board members, just call in and wait for us to call in. And just be patient if there's technical difficulties on our end trying to get into it.
Okay, and the board members know to call the other executive session.
Correct, and use the other phone line, of course, that was sent to you in another invite.
Okay, we are moving to executive session. Thank you, Kurt.
And Mr. Chair, this is for item 9E. Is that correct?
Let me double check.
On the agenda?
Yes. That's correct.
Okay, so it's for agenda item 9E. Thank you.
Thank you for the clarification.
Neatness.
We are now recording.
Okay, we are continuing on item 9E, and we are out of our executive session. At this point, I'm not sure that we need a motion, but we are looking to direct counsel to carry on as directed previously. And thank you, Mr. Harris. And with that, that concludes 9E, if there's no further discussion. And we can go on to enforcement, back to enforcement. And the next item I have is 6D2, and the respondent has signed up to call. Mr. Muntz, are you on the line?
I do see a Zane Muntz.
Zane Muntz.
He appears to be muted. It's star 6 to unmute yourself.
Star 6 to unmute yourself, Muntz. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call out the case here. This is six, case number P20052 6D2. The respondent is Zane Muntz, registered architect. The board received a complaint alleging that the respondent failed to disclose disciplinary action on his renewal application on the board on or about June 17, 2020. The board received respondent's application for the renewal of his architectural registration. On the application, he checked no to the question asking if he had been investigated or disciplined by any regulatory agency since the last renewal, and no to the question asking if he had been convicted of felony or misdemeanor since his last renewal. Board records show that the respondent last renewed his architectural registration on May 2017. Respondent failed to disclose that he received disciplinary action from the Architectural Examining Board of the State of Iowa in December of 2019 and failed to disclose a deferred judgment for misdemeanor while operating under the influence on March 28, 2019 in Polk, Iowa. Mr. Muntz, are you on the line? Can you, if you are and you want to speak, can you please hit star six?
Yes, can everyone hear me?
Yes, thank you, thank you. Mr. Muntz, this is your opportunity to address the board and offer any comments or thoughts that you have about this case.
You bet, thank you, and good morning to the board. As shared, my name is Zane Muntz. Just wanted to share that I'm available for any questions or clarification. Otherwise, I understand the consent agreement that was shared and signed, and I look forward to settling all the penalties to place myself back within good standing with the board. That's all I have at this time, unless there's other questions or clarification. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Muntz. The investigative conclusions are that the respondent has violated ARS 32128C4 as it relates to AACR 433011 and 32-1455, in that the respondent submitted false statements and failed to disclose material facts requested in connection with the application for registration and renewal. Respondent demonstrated a good level of cooperation throughout the investigation. The staff recommendation is a letter of reprimand, administrative penalty in $250, and the cost of investigation. And we do have a signed consent agreement with this. In response to Mr. Muntz's comments of a few minutes ago, I'll just move that we accept the signed consent agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any particular discussion on this from the folks on the phone? Okay, hearing none, let's move to roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel?
Aye.
Jack Gilmore?
Aye.
Neil Jones?
Aye.
Jason Foose?
Aye.
Clarence McAllister?
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff?
Aye.
Stephen Knoll?
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Muntz. This concludes case number P20052, agenda item 6D2. We will move on to item 6D5, and Dean Purdy is on the line. Mr. Purdy, are you available for the case?
Mr. Purdy, this is Karen McCarthy. I work at TLCP. Mr. Purdy just had to leave for a meeting, unfortunately, but I could on his behalf.
Okay, what's your relationship to Mr. Purdy?
I'm the office manager. I'm the one who sent in all the information to the board.
Okay.
I don't know that legally she can represent him. She's not his attorney.
No. She wants to provide additional information to the degree that she has information, but it really should be, yeah.
If you want, I could get Mr. Purdy on the line.
That would be better.
And come.
That would probably benefit him.
Okay, can you give me one moment?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Is
Laura?
The respondent, she had to go as well, so she can't be on the phone. Kirsten. Haley. She was originally supposed to be on the call, but she had to go.
Oh.
That was the addition I put on your list this morning.
Yeah, I thought that was the person we were speaking to. So no. I've got some confusion on my end.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Purdy is the alleger, and the individual on the line is the manager.
Was it Karen?
Okay, so for the sake of clarity here, I think we're going to remove the office manager from the discussion.
So Dean is the alleger.
Alleger.
Yes.
And Haley had to drop the
call.
Correct,
that's the respondent.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, while we wait, I don't know if there's more people for the 60. We can vet the other 60 cases.
I'm sorry, I'm unable to get in touch with him, but could we do this when he comes back on the line, when he calls me?
What I can do is I can move on to some other cases. I think we'll go ahead and do that to get those cases out of the way.
Okay.
We will leave you in a holding pattern. We do expect, if that person wants to be represented, that they will make every effort to get here. So.
Okay, and if he is, like, in between cases, may I interrupt you and say he's on the line?
We'll see when he's on the line. We have, is that correct, Kurt? We'll see if he calls in.
As long as I have that screen up, we can. But, I mean, we can, when you guys finish a matter, it's probably the best time to ask, hey, is he on the line?
I think we'll allow him to announce himself, too, when he calls in. If it's in the middle of a case, that's okay. We'll take that into consideration.
Okay.
Thank you.
That'll be fine. Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Angel, you had suggested consolidating, consenting some items. I'll entertain any motions you have for that.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I was going to move that we consent and approve the signed consent agreements for cases 61, 63, and 64.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there anybody that wanted to pull any of those cases particularly? Okay, I don't see anybody on the sign-in sheet for any of those cases. We have a motion and a second. So all in favor of consenting 61, 63, and 6D4, we'll move to the roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel?
Aye.
Jack Gilmore?
Aye.
Neil Jones?
Aye.
Jason Foose?
Aye.
Clarence McAllister?
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff?
Aye.
Stephen Knoll?
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, that concludes the 6D items minus item 5, which we're holding for. We'll move on to 6E1. Stephen O'Brien, if you're on the phone, please unmute yourself and announce yourself.
Steve O'Brien, present.
Thank you. We'll move on to your case, 6E1, and this is case number P16066. This is a compliance monitoring investigation, and the synopsis is that on June 23rd, 2020, the board voted to accept the signed consent agreement in lieu of a hearing. The consent agreement encompassed the following order: state suspension and probation, two peer reviews, professional ethics course, and pay the cost of investigation in the amount of $2,500. The respondent completed professional ethics. Respondent paid cost of investigation. We received two peer reviews, and the board staff received a request for early termination of probation for the respondent. The staff recommendation is that the board grant the respondent's request for early termination of the probation. The respondent has complied with all the terms of the board's order in a timely and professional manner. Is there any discussion among the board on this item? Does anybody have any questions of Mr. O'Brien? Gene, this being a mechanical engineer, I'm going to specifically ask if you have any concerns or if you're comfortable.
No, he's done it precisely what we had asked. I had added the additional peer reviews over the probationary period, and they appear to have been complied with.
Okay. I'd certainly entertain a motion at this point.
So then I'll make a motion that we acknowledge the completion of the consent order and relieve the licensee from probation. Is that acceptable?
I think that the word in the recommendation is termination of probation.
Okay, so to vote on the termination of probation.
Thank you, Gene. I'll second that. Is there any further discussion on the matter? Hearing none, we'll move to the roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel.
Sorry, aye.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foose.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Motion carried. Probation is terminated in case number P16066, agenda item 61.
This is TLCP. Dean Purdy is on the line. Conferenced in.
Okay, thank you. We will move.
Thank you.
We will move on to item 6D5. And this is case number P20006, agenda item 65. Synopsis of the complaint is the board received a complaint alleging that the respondent and respondent firm failed to make full payment to collaborating professional engineer Dean Purdy for professional structural engineering service provided at Sky Harbor Airport Terminal 3 for Christopher's Restaurant, Food Hall, and Tavern Restaurant. The investigative conclusion is that the respondent and respondent firm has violated ARS 32128C5 in that the respondents failed to pay a collaborating registered professional within 7 days after the respondent received payment from the client. Staff recommendation, accept the consent agreement signed by the respondent that includes a letter of reprimand, state suspension and probation, payments to collaborating professionals, administrative penalty in the amount of $1,000, cost of investigation of $555. And at this time, I want to verify if Balzano is on the line. Kristen Haley Balzano, are you on the line?
She emailed me and said that she had to go to a meeting, so she was not able to stay on the line.
Okay, so we're going to move on then to the ledger. At this time, Dean Purdy, this is your opportunity to speak to the board. Mr. Purdy, are you there?
This is Dean Purdy. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I'll just conclude with what the board decides.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what did he say?
He's completely on the board side.
He's good with us.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'll open up the floor for discussion and motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the signed consent agreement, and if not signed within 30 days, move to formal hearing.
It's already signed.
We just that's already signed.
Yeah, I believe it's already been signed.
Oh.
Slow blood sugar, Alejandro.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to revise my motion and move to accept the signed consent agreement as is.
Okay. The motion is to accept the signed consent agreement. We've got a second from Mr. Gilmore. Let's go through the roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel.
Aye.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foose.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Motion passed. We have some hands from the investigation staff.
Part of this investigation, I asked that a case be opened against Schaefer Engineering regarding the plans.
That's right.
Neil, would you care to direct staff to do that? I'll direct staff to do that. We want to open an investigation against Schaefer
Engineering
regarding the plans.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I think the CAC had made that report, or the EAC had made that request as well, right?
Correct. That's correct.
Thank you, Dr. Angel. That concludes case P20006, agenda item 65. According to my notes, we're done with all enforcement matters. We'll move on to licensing matters. Item 7, and we have review, consideration, action on staff recommendation for universal applications. Let's go to item 7A, which is Marvin Loveline.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Are there people present for these items? Because I don't know if others will be comfortable, but I reviewed the information and I would be okay consenting all of these applications as well.
Dr. Angel, I would as well.
Okay, let's turn that into a motion in a second.
Mr. Chair, I move that we consent and grant the universal license applications listed in item 7A through 7B.
C.
That, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Dr. Angel. That was 7 Alpha through 7 Charlie?
Yes, through 7 Charlie, correct.
Okay, so we have a motion, and do we have a second?
Second.
It was
Carmen.
Okay, we have a second from Carmen Wyckoff. Okay, let's go through the roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel.
Aye.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foose.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, motion carried. That concludes seven items 7A, B, and C. We'll move on to 7D, which apparently is an extension request for examination time frames due to COVID-19.
Mr. Chair, I move to grant the extension for Kristen Albert for 3 months.
Second that, Chair.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to accept the extension for an additional 3 months. Is there any discussion of the matter?
Mr. Chair, I want to disclose that I work with Kristen Albert, but I believe I can be impartial.
Okay, thank you. Let's go on with the roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel.
Sorry, aye.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foose.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Gene Montgomery.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, that concludes item 7D. We'll move on to item 8, licensing consent agenda. Item 8A, review, consideration, and action on staff recommendation for the following. 8A1 is cancellation and registrations of certifications that have been expired for one full year renewal period. Let's take a quick peek at that.
Not very many.
No.
Chair, I'll make a motion that we accept the cancellations for 1 year.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the cancellations. Roll call, please.
Dr. Alejandro Angel.
Aye.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foose.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Everybody take a minute to review 8A2 if you haven't. This is a non-voting item, correct? This is one we just
yes.
look at?
Yes, right.
Okay. Okay, any questions or comments on 8A2? Hearing none, we'll go to policy matters, budget review, discussion, and approval.
And I should get Ms. Pretzel, since this was her work of art for
okay.
us, and she can...
It's Pretzel.
It, yeah. No, I didn't.
She's hungry, you know, leave her alone.
And she, we, we're just taking note of item 9A. Just taking
oh,
note
I
of that.
We were,
oh. Yeah.
I thought we were on A, but okay, we will
yeah.
note 9A. Thank
okay.
you.
And, you know, we can all thumb our noses at Neil. And Ms. Pritzel is here, so... to put you on the spot, just in case the board members had any questions about the budget and the IT strategic plan, what we need from you is approval to hit send and send these to the Office of Strategic Planning and Budgeting before September 1st. And the IT strat plan goes to asset as well. So hopefully you've all had a chance to take a look at those documents. They do require finesse and skill in inputting and certainly calculating all the budget figures. So if you have questions, our expert is here.
And as a reminder, the budget you have received in an email updated version. So the one in your packet
right.
is not the correct. You should have gotten an email. That's when you should be opening up.
And to explain that, there were an additional appropriation to all state agencies to cover what's called the 27th month payroll, which happens in leap years.
Mm-hmm.
And because costs for ERE went up for the agency. So that was actually a substantial amount of money that was added mm-hmm. to the bottom line. Other than that, what you see is what we actually spent this last year, what's actually been appropriated for the next year, and then the additional we're asking for in fiscal year 22.
So not being able to attend these conferences and stuff, we save money, right?
Oddly enough, our budgeted amount for out-of-state travel is $17,000, and that's what we spent. We tend to go over on out-of-state travel.
Yeah, but you're right, we did save what we might have spent in excess.
Right. We certainly, if you look at the budget, we saved a considerable amount of money this year, simply the shutdown of everything, stopped many expenses. So there's a lot of leftover money to go back into our fund.
Good, good. And can they take it from us?
Yes, they can. But we have not heard yet, if you recall from last month's discussion, that's their plan. We should know better in October once they've had a chance to look at the requests and monetary influx from the recovery, the economic recovery.
They don't really expect anything to happen if it happens for another year. And it does require statutory authorization. It has to go through the legislature.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
So in the end, it's the same thing over and over and over again on multiple pages, which I also have to send to them in multiple pages. I don't know why, but apparently accountants like a lot of minutia.
And they are, it is an old computer program, so that's why it's been very challenging to work with.
I'm just wondering, it's 30 pages long. Is there any way for us, some kind of executive summary to hit the highlights?
Sure.
I mean, next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you won't be here, so.
Yeah. I mean.
Never mind.
But yeah, just kind of like the summary page is really all you really truly need to look at. So,
Neil, for me, page 11 was pretty useful. It has the major expenditure categories.
Okay.
So, there's a couple where we have a significant increase, as Patty was mentioning. I did one question for Melissa is, you know, if it is true indeed that Patty's leaving in October, do we have anybody else that can do this? Or is she coming back?
Well, we could certainly ask her to come back and do this next year. But that's a ways off. And we can certainly also send current staff to training on this archaic computer program and work our way through with whatever staff is available to us from the Office of Strategic Planning and Budgeting as well.
The reality is it's not difficult. It's just annoying. So anybody could go to the class and eventually trip over the various blocks they leave in the way and figure it out.
I mean, we've been lucky because I have a documented disability that makes it difficult for me to do tracking like this. I have no tracking skills. So we've been lucky that Patty is a is very confident and capable and had her own previous experience working with this program, which is called Buddies. Don't ask me what that's short for. I forget. Something budget-oriented. Yeah, so we will ensure that the board has never as great input in the coming year, but, you know, maybe Patty will come back and do it again.
Why not? I'll climb on my hands.
That's right.
So what number did you put in for if we have to hire architects to review applications?
50,000.
Yes.
50? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which
and
should be plenty.
Yeah, it should allow us to hire any necessary outside experts, either for landscape architecture, surveying, you know, home inspecting, whatever it happens to be, given what we're unfortunately looking at with regard to lack of expertise on the board to help us adjudicate complaints and process applications. So, you know, I certainly don't want to overwhelm the five subject matter experts that we will have on the board with an influx of applications or, you know, complaint adjudications that we may face in the coming year. So hopefully our request will be approved, but it is there for your review.
So those of us that are supposed to be off the board, but we can apparently we could continue if we want to, do we still get our little monthly lunch money?
Yes, because... and we can certainly talk about this when that agenda item
is.
Yeah,
that'd be in 90. Yeah. I think we want to bring it up there.
Oh, okay, one thing back with this budget, though, to bring your attention to, this board does have a very large fund balance, which will attract negative attention if it continues to grow. So one of two things, either the board moves on to the e-licensing system that would eat up some of that fund balance, or you may need to look in the future to lowering some fees. Understandably, the legislature, the governor, kind of look at boards that stockpile large amounts of money as why. There really is a reason. If they asked, they would find out. It's because boards are afraid if they cut their fees, they won't be able to raise them again. They're not just simply stockpiling money. But nobody ever asks.
Right.
That is kind of the definition of stockpiling money.
Well, it's not a choice.
It's justifiable, but...
It's not... It's not the objective.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. So on this item, do you need direction? Do you need
a... We need a vote.
A vote, okay. So if everybody's had a chance to really look at this and is comfortable, I'm going to move that we approve staff to forward this proposed budget.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there anybody on the phone that has any concerns? Okay, I'm not hearing anything, so I will go through the roll call. Please, if you do have concerns at the roll call, please air them.
Dr. Alhun, Drew Angel.
Aye.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foos.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, that concludes 9B. We will move on to 9C, which is the IT strategic plan.
And again, we would need a similar motion to send the strategic plan as drafted over to ASSET. And here you can see that we have listed our challenges and our goals for the coming year. Basically, our plan to go through e-licensing, hiring a business analyst, hopefully first, to help us draft those requirements, and then to digitize our in-house physical documents, which is basically the same request we put in last year, but again, was not passed because of the COVID pandemic, and we are operating only on what's called the skinny budget. So the digitization project and the going to Salesforce are initiatives that the governor is supposedly in support of, so hopefully this strategic plan will be approved, as well as our supplemental appropriation requests in the budget you just approved.
So, Melissa, do you see the strategic plan fitting in with the overall strategic plan of the state? Is that what I'm?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll make a motion that we adopt and approve this, and advise staff to move forward with it.
Thank you.
I second that, Chair.
Okay, is there any discussion about the item before we go to the roll call?
Mr. Chair, this is Alejandro Angel. I have a question, because when I read the plan, and maybe it's just me, but I get confused a little bit. The first challenge, and Bo talks about the issues with not having e-licensing, mm-hmm. and I think it talks about exploring various platforms, but then after that it moves on specifically to say that we're going to pursue Salesforce. So did I misread it, or do we need to clarify that we are not evaluating other platforms and we're actually just proposing to move forward with Salesforce?
I mean, we could certainly make it more clear if you are having trouble understanding that. The e-licensing platform should really be Salesforce, since that's the state's chosen platform, and we have not really been reviewing any other options. So if you feel that we should edit it to make that more clear, we can certainly do that.
That's actually a carryover mm-hmm. plan, so it probably has some old language in it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it'd be good to clean it up so there's no confusion, because confusion could lead us to, you know, maybe them not approving it.
You're
so.
Right. You're right.
If we're committed to Salesforce, let's do it.
Yep, that sounds fine.
Like it.
Okay, so we'll make a few edits to clarify the board's intent in this document. And this is their form, their document, so we're working kind of constrained with this particular product, but I think we can definitely make it clear.
Okay, any further comments or questions? Hearing none, let's go to the roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel.
Aye.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foos.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Good luck with that, Melissa.
Thank you.
That concludes 9D. We will move on to, I'm sorry, that concludes 9, yeah, that was 9D, or 9C. 9D is executive session to review Attorney General's opinion. So at this point, I think I need a motion to go into Attorney General's, or
Mr.
I'm sorry,
Chair?
Executive session. Yes.
You can decide whether you need an executive session. Or they don't have to, right? If they read the opinion?
No, it's entirely up to you. If you'd like an executive session, it's fine. Mm. It's at your discretion.
Okay, so I will give the folks on the phone the opportunity. If anybody would like to go into executive session, please please request it if you like.
I think this is a good discussion in public, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Hearing that, let's just carry on with the item and open up the floor. And it sounds like, Dr. Angel, you might have something to start with.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No. So.
Okay.
So what do you want to talk about? Melissa, you put it on the agenda.
I put it on the agenda just so board members would see and understand what the legal advice is from the AG. I think... my interpretation is the following, but your interpretation may be different, so let me know. I see the advice as saying that members can currently on the board can continue to serve until they are replaced based on an overarching state statute that's listed in the AG advice. And furthermore, the email that we got from the section chief of licensing enforcement seem to say that those members currently sitting on the board, there's no exemption prohibiting public members from being industry representatives. So for those of you whose technical seats are evaporating as of August 25, you can legally remain on the board and be considered a public member. So
So I think that if you want to go into the discussion of the memo, that would be done in executive session. And so I would ask that you do a motion to go into executive session for legal advice.
Okay. I move we go into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Dr. Alejandro Angel.
Aye.
Jack Gilmore.
Aye.
Neil Jones.
Aye.
Jason Foose.
Aye.
Clarence McAllister. Clarence McAllister.
Aye.
Carmen Wyckoff.
Aye.
Stephen Knoll.
Aye.
Eugene Montgomery.
Aye.
Motion carried. And that was Foose and Jones.
Yes. Okay. I'm not sure if there's anybody on the phone that is not on the board, but those that are, Kurt, would you instruct them at this point?
Yeah. Just please remain on the line. We're going to go in the executive session in the other room, and we'll be on mute here, and we'll be back. We are now recording.
Okay, we are back in normal session here. We're discussing item 9D, and this is to review the Attorney General's opinion regarding the issue of board composition. A confidential record exempt by law from public inspection for student. Okay, that's for the legal advice portion. So, is there anything that any of the board members wish to express on this item at this point in public session? Can I ask, is there any board member that may or may not proceed at this point? Or continue with their membership on this board.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is Gene Montgomery. I will not continue beyond August 25th, the effective date for the SB 1274.
Gene, you will be sorely missed, you and your expertise.
Thank you so much, Jason.
Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else?
Karen, this is Steve Noel. I anticipate that I will stay on the board until replaced by a geologist, which I understand is one of the professions that they plan to maintain.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, this is Alejandro. I
I will stay on at the board, hopefully until they appoint someone relatively soon, but I think it's important for the board to carry on with this business. That's my view on it.
Thank you, Dr. Angel.
This is Chairman Clarence McAllister. I will stay on the board until a suitable replacement is found.
Thank you, Clarence.
Thank you, Clarence. The chairman. My term runs through next year, so I continue and plan to continue to fulfill my term and as long as I'm needed, and won't vacate my post until properly replaced.
Great. Chair, this is Jack. I'd like to stay on the board as well for as long as the governor allows me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
I'll stay on the board.
And Neil will too. Thank you, all.
Thank you, Neil.
Mr. Chair, this is Carmen. I will definitely serve till my term runs out as well. And I support you being chair for as long as you possibly can.
Thank you, Carmen. I'd like to thank everybody for all of your service and volunteering and offering your expertise and just your general concern for the health, welfare, and safety of the public. I think we're all here for the same reasons, and none of us get paid to do this. So thank you, everybody.
Hey, Gene.
Thank you. Yes.
Gene, this is Neil. I'm really going to miss you. Really am.
Thank you, Neil. No. I want to say that it's been an extremely rewarding experience to work with all of you fellas and gals during my time on the board, and I will miss you. Thank you.
Okay, any further comments?
I can do that, but you can't do that in a board meeting.
What? I'd give you a hug, but COVID doesn't let me. But Dean, you've been great. I mean, you're such a calming presence on the board, so thank you.
Who are we going to get to fix our thermostat now?
Okay. Any other comments on 9D? Hearing none, we will carry on to the director's report.
Thank you. I actually don't have anything in addition to add to the director's report this month. What I did get after I had drafted the director's report were those emails from NCS and NCARB about the examination administration. So Kurt kindly included those in the packet, and I would just be willing to answer questions if anyone had them. I want you to know, just a note on the budget, we've gotten what was called the 13th month info, but we haven't gotten information about the revenues that we might have brought in the new fiscal year, which would be July and August. So hopefully we will have that information for you in September, so we can tell you whether revenue has really dropped off as a result of the pandemic. So if you were curious about that, that's really the only thing I have to add. And I would say that our formal hearings list is lower than it has been. I'm very grateful to the AG's office, and specifically to Deanie and Scott, who have worked pretty hard to bring those case numbers down for us. And although you didn't see any of their cases on this agenda, I do expect Kurt is keeping a current list. In September, we will have various cases for you to review then. So that's really the latest info I have. In September, I'm sorry. So unless you have questions about anything specifically, I'd say I'm finished with my director's report.
Melissa, do you mind if I carry this information, your director's report, and share it with the APLS conference?
Oh, that's fine. It's public. So, yeah, you can go ahead and you know.
I won't take credit for it. I'll assign all credit to you.
Hey, Melissa, and I think everybody at the board, as I was going through the items today, I was really impressed that all the cases are, you know, brand new. I mean, we're signing consent agreements for cases that were referred to us in June or July of this year.
Right.
And I can see everything that we have on the docket is from 2020.
Yep.
So, just thinking back to how things were 7 or 8 years ago when I started, it's night and day. I mean, we had cases that were 7 years old.
Right.
So
right.
They don't want that to go unnoticed. That I can tell you guys have made a huge effort to clean things up, and it shows.
Well, that's Mr. Parlin and the enforcement team and all of you guys for plowing through.
Everybody.
Yeah, plowing through all the stuff that we get. And currently, even the formal hearings, I think, but for a couple cases, are all from 2019, 2020. So, you know, we're really doing our best to effectively protect the public, and those figures really demonstrate that.
Yeah, and we got to pack it down to 1,200 pages from 4,000. That's great.
<Woo-hoo>. Got to make it easier for those of you staying.
Yeah, it's only 1,200 pages.
Yeah.
Anyway, but thank you to everybody.
Appreciate it.
5D was fantastic. Melissa, are you good with item 10? Is that, did you cover everything?
Yes,
you
that's
to
it.
Cover?
That's
Can
right.
Can we go to item 11?
Sure.
Okay. Standing committee reports.
Kurt included in the packet the minutes from the last, or draft minutes anyway, from the last Home Inspector Rules and Standards Committee, just for you to see what they discussed and kind of what happened at the meeting. It was a good thing we had the meeting. I think we only had two meetings this whole year so far.
January was the last meeting.
Yeah.
The August meeting.
And they're ramping up to start a rewrite of their home inspector standards like we did for the land surveyors. So we spent a fair amount of time at the meeting. Kurt showed them how to use a document they can add to and strike things out on, and more or less like a how-to to start making those changes. And
it's pretty identical to the land surveyor, the Google Docs and the Google website and everything. So
yeah, so this is more just for an FYI for you, and if you have questions, hopefully we can answer.
Awesome. Kurt, if you need anything from me, any assistance, I'd help as much as I can going mm-hmm. through the exercise, you know, within the last year.
Would this be a good time to ask who another member would be then on the
inspectors? Oh, true. With Gene's departure, we would need another member of the board to be available in case the home inspectors, I don't know that they'll have, they are having another meeting in November, right?
Correct.
So if any of you would be available, I forget that exact date, is it?
Like November.
And this doesn't mean that you'll be appointed to the Home Inspector Committee, but if you could be available, I think it's November 10, if you would just let Kurt know, that would be helpful just for, the quorum and the vote, if anything happens. That would be great.
I think Carmen wants to.
And Andy is already a member. Yeah, Andy's already a member. So anyway, we can provide more notice as that meeting comes closer. Thank you.
Okay. Are we good on 11?
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Future board meetings. We have September 22nd, 2020 listed. I think we'll just plan on that and following our normal schedule. We do have an annual schedule online, don't we? Available online?
Yes, there are subsequent meetings in October and December, not one in November, as you recall. And the meeting in December is closer to the beginning of the month because of the holidays. So
yeah. For Christmas party. Okay.
I don't know that we'll
stored $50 out of this.
I don't know that we'll even be able to do that because of COVID. So
it's over. Okay.
We can put that on a future agenda.
We'll discuss that.
Holiday party. Okay.
Future agenda. So the next meeting is September 22nd, 2020.
And
probably telephonic and here.
Yeah,
as usual,
make it available.
So.
Do you want an agenda item for elections, or do you want to wait to see if anyone new is appointed?
I would
just keep on keeping.
So we usually do this in September.
Pardon me?
Isn't that our normal time for elections, September? I think it might be a good idea.
So let's at least agendize it. We can
okay.
discuss it then.
Okay.
I'd like to have a discussion item on seeking advice of the board composition, seeking advice regarding the board new board composition.
Do you want it as a formal opinion or just further clarification?
I'd like to have the discussion of what we might do. I don't know what we would do, so I would just like to agendize an item to discuss it.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no action associated with that right now. But.
Okay. We can discuss it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Does anybody else have anything for future meeting agenda?
Well, Jason, it's Gene Montgomery. I'm not going to be there, but I didn't want it to be forgotten into the future. I had been following ABET at the engineering schools here in Arizona, and now with COVID, there's been a great emphasis on learning at a distance, and a lot of the engineering programs starting in this period of time are all going over to remote learning. I do think it's something important that probably should be evaluated at future audits.
Thank you, Gene. That certainly seems to be a trend, doesn't it? The distance learning, the electronic stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm sure it will have some impact on the curriculum, especially with lab work and other types of what they call capstone projects. But, I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but I do think the education impact due to COVID, if it gets extended, well into 2020, should be reviewed at upcoming ABET audits.
Okay.
Thank you, Gene.
Sure.
Okay, anything else for future agenda?
And of course, if anything comes up and individual members want something on the agenda, just give me or Kurt a call or shoot us an email. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. With that, I thank everybody for showing up today, as usual. Thank you for all your effort, and have a safe month. See you all next month.
See ya.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.